أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد. In the beginning of the surah, we read that where Allah Ta'ala had taken various qasams to state his subject matter, and then the subject on which Allah Ta'ala took qasam is that Allah says, did you not see how we had dealt with the people of Ad? And that details came that what a strong and powerful nation they were, and they thought they are self-sufficient and nobody can harm them in any way. Very mighty, very strong, very long lives, very healthy lives, everything they had. But when they transgressed and broke the laws of Allah, and it went over the limit, and when Allah Ta'ala took them to task, He sent those winds upon them, and by the strong cold winds that came, very strong winds, which came continuously on them for a period of about a week, then they were completely destroyed, and only ruins were left. From that, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that no matter what our position is, whatever, but if we are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and especially oppression and making zulm on somebody, then that is a thing which Allah does not tolerate, and then Allah's azab comes and overtakes a person. Further, and here in this place, in this surah, Allah only makes brief mention to this. In various other ayats of the Quran, Allah has given more details, and very much details have come in the hadith also of how mighty these people were, how strong. But when Allah's azab came, this did not help them in any way whatsoever, and how Allah Ta'ala had punished them. Another strong nation like this, وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, or Thamud ke saath jinhone tarasha patharo ko wadi mein. And the people of Thamud, and these were those people that had carved out their homes from rocks and mountains and stones in the valley. Wadi al-Qura was the place where they lived, and this place is still kept like that in Saudi Arabia. And Mufti Rafi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, has written in detail in his trip to this place. And though public is normally not allowed to go to this place, but he managed to get there, and he explained how these places were, how from the mountains they had carved out their homes and their palaces, and how strong they were. Till today it appears that nobody can harm them in that strong holds they were in. But when Allah's azab came, nobody can stand from this azab of Allah Ta'ala. So from here also Allah Ta'ala says, and these were people who were towards the north of Makkah Sharif, and the people of Ad were towards the south of Makkah Sharif. And the people of Makkah, as Allah Ta'ala explains in Lilafi Quraysh, they used to make their regular business trips to the north and to the south in winter and summer, and when they used to pass these places. So Allah says, take a lesson from this. Don't disobey our Rasul and our Nabi. Obey him and obey his commands. In there is your goodness. Though it is difficult on the nafs, but then the final result is good. And to disobey Allah and to follow our nafs and our desires, that is very nice, it appears, but the end result is always total destruction and annihilation. So therefore, a person should always fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah reminds of another great powerful nation and person, Fir'aun. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ, or Fir'aun ke saath wo mekho wala. And did you not see how Allah had dealt with Fir'aun, the person of the pegs? That will be explained just now. Fir'aun, it is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. His lifespan was even longer. And when these things, a person, Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with such good health and with money, with power, then normally this goes to the head and a person misuses it and he starts making zulm on other people. When a person is in difficulty and hardship, then normally he is subservient, he is humble. But when all these ni'mats come to a person, then a person doesn't think of who gave these ni'mats, but he misuses them and he in fact starts committing great oppression. Dhil Awtad, he was the one of the pegs. That is, two explanations Mufassirin have given. One is that he used to take people and nail them by their arms and legs onto the walls, and in this way make them suffer. His own wife Asiya also, when she had brought Iman, he pegged her in this way also, and she tolerated all this but did not give up her Iman. So all this oppression, of course. And the other explanation is, whenever he used to go out with his huge army, and then wherever they had to put up for the night, they put up their tents, etc., then they had their pegs which they used to peg down, and in order to put up their tents. So he was a person who had a huge army, so he was known of the one of the pegs. So Allah says, did you not see how we dealt with him also? Though he had all this might and power, and his zulam, الَّذِينَ تَغَوْ فِي الْبِلَادِ, yeh sab thay jinhone sar uthaya mulkon mein, and all of these people were those who picked up their heads, that is, with great arrogance and pride, they lived in this world, and they thought that there is nobody like us. And they used to say also that who has got power like us? We are the mighty and the strong and the powerful. But when Allah's azab came on them, and Fir'aun, which is famous, he started slaughtering the male offspring of Bani Israel. All the children that were born to the Bani Israel, he had slaughtered them, and lot of zulm he had made on the Bani Israel. His people were the ruling people, and the Bani Israel were under them. As we knew, the apartheid regime, much, much more worse than that, they had ruled over these Bani Israel, and Allah Ta'ala tolerates this for a while. Allah gives a fair chance for every person to make tawbah, to correct his life. And when this does not happen, and a person in fact increases in his disobedience of Allah, and especially oppression, and here we should also think of what kind of zulm we might make. We might think that we don't make zulm, others are making zulm on us. That is how everyone feels. But how we treat our wives, we should think in there also, how lot of zulm perhaps are we not doing with regard to our own wives, with our children, with our workers, that how much are we treating them fair, etc., or are we making zulm upon them? So zulm is a thing which Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate. It is said that a government can function even with kufr, they are not believers, but they are rulers. But with zulm, a government will also come down. And we might think that we are ruling and controlling for a long period, 30, 40 years, so nothing is happening to us. But by Allah, the 30, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years is very little. Allah gives that little respite. And if a person does not make tawbah and carries on with his zulm, then Allah's punishment is severe in this world already. And the akhirat, of course, will be much more worse. All this Allah is reminding all of us, that we must be very careful how we are dealing with people, and especially a person of authority. A husband has got authority over his wife, the father has got authority in his family, the boss has got authority in his business enterprise, wherever it might be, a teacher in the classroom, everyone who have got authority, we must be very careful that we are not making zulm upon anyone, we are not ill-treating, mistreating, unfairly treating people. Allah Ta'ala's punishment, when it comes, there is no sound in it, but you feel the terrible consequences. May Allah in His great mercy protect us. And one way is to make a lot of tawbah, istighfar, even just the words, at least that we come to realize we are making zulm, and we accept it, and then we start correcting ourselves. And if we just carry on as we are, as we want to, and then Allah Ta'ala, there hai and there nahi hai. There is time Allah gives, but there is a darkness. Allah is not unaware of what you are doing. Allah is fully aware, but He is giving you, like a fisherman gives the fish, he gives it little line, rope, carry on, but finally it pulls it in. So Allah save us out of His mercy, and we should be very aware of what things are happening in the world and around us, and what we can also face. May Allah protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana.